Let's look to the Lord once again and ask His blessing as we now turn to His Word. Our Father, that song we just sang is our heart's desire, that we truly lift You up in every portion of the service here. Honestly, that's our desire each time we gather for a worship service, that we lift You up. How futile if our gathering just exalts mankind. But it's our desire to glorify You, be truthful with Your word, yield ourselves to Your guidance and direction in our lives. And we look to You tonight for the truth You have for us. Fill me with Your Spirit. Help me to remember to say what ought to be said and forget what You don't want spoken. We thank You for this now in Your name. Amen. We are continuing with our current short series on friends in our Sunday evening services. Tonight might be about the fifth one of these that we have looked at. And our key verse that we have looked at is Proverbs 18:24, where it says, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly." And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Andrew, for your title, for if anybody wants to order the message online, this is really a good, well thought out topic or title. It's called Be Friendly. Isn't that a tough one to come by? Anybody have any hard time understanding that one? I don't think we do, do we? Be friendly. Well, do we really need any instruction on how to be friendly? It seems that with some people it comes so naturally, doesn't it? And with others, as you watch them around people, you would think they are at the dentist's office or they're at the income tax auditor's desk, and they are about as uncomfortable and as unfriendly as one could possibly be. Do we need instruction about being friendly? I believe we do. You say, well, I don't need any help, Pastor. I'm going to give us this evening a couple of examples, and we're going to look at some different scripture. And I am going to ask you to ask yourself, would I be friendly in a situation like that? Turn, if you would, to Psalm 35. Psalm 35. And let's pick up at verse 11. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. Now, before we go any further, do we get the picture of what the psalmist is saying here? How have these people been treating him here in verse 11 and 12? Good or bad? Plus or minus? Friendly? Anything but. What do we have here in these first two verses? He has not experienced the best treatment he can be getting from these folks that he is with, has he? They were saying lies about him. False witnesses have risen up against me. They're blaming me, charging me with things that are not true. They have returned my good that I have done to them with evil. Now, how many of you think that, boy, it'd just be so easy to be friendly to these people? I don't know who they are, but we've already learned enough about them in verses 11 and 12 for us to tell ourselves, be friendly to them? I think not. They don't deserve my friendship. We go on. But as for me, verse 13, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. We stop once again. And now the psalmist is telling us. First, he set the stage in verses 11 and 12. These people, we don't know who they are, but they have misaligned me. They have assassinated my character. They've blamed me for things I have never done. They've laid false charges against me. But then he goes on and he says, but when they got sick, how did he treat them? Did he say, serves you right if you croak, so what? Nope, he said, but when they were sick, they had rewarded me evil for good. But when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, my prayer returned unto me. And it so affected me that they were sick that it was as though they might have been one of my best friends or brother. I was so moved by the fact that they were sick, verse 14. I bowed down heavily as one would mourn for their mother if their mother was seriously sick. The scene changes again in verses 15 and 16. But in mine adversity, when trouble came to me, he says here in verse 15. What happened? How did these people respond? They rejoiced and they gathered themselves, the abjects, the outcasts, gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers in feasts, they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Our title tonight is Be Friendly. First occasion that we're looking at here in Psalm 35 is we are to be friendly even when people are not friendly in return. Humanly speaking, easy or difficult? Huh? Difficult. Human nature says, if you're going to treat me this way, that's the way I'll treat you. I have reached out to you. I have tried to be friendly to you. I have tried to help you. I have been concerned when you were sick. We can probably imagine here in verses 13 and 14 when he said, I was so concerned. Probably the psalmist said at a prayer meeting, I'd like you to be in prayer for so-and-so, so-and-so. They're really sick. Probably put their names out on the prayer chain of Hiawatha. But how did the people respond to it? In my adversity, when things were not going so well for me, they rejoiced. And if we don't have the Lord's assistance in our life, I can just tell you, we will not be the kind of friend to people like that we ought to be. Because the old nature will raise its head, kick in, and come up with all the reasons why you don't deserve my. I have tried to reach out. I have prayed for you. I have reached out. I have assisted you in whatever way. I was so concerned when I thought you were sick and going to die. And what do they, how do they thank you? Many times we often kind of gauge our friendship by, do people appreciate the fact that we're reaching out to them or not? You say, really, people? We know we do, don't we? It's just kind of a little bit of, okay, I'll help you here a little bit. I'll show you some friendship, but I'd like to know you're appreciative of it. And if you don't show that you're appreciative of it, that's the end of that. Don't expect me to be being friendly to you. I've reached out to you. I have tried to help out to you. And there is never a word of thanks or appreciation or anything. I've had it. But here we see the example of being friendly when people are not friendly in return. And a man who has friends must what? Show himself friendly. We keep reaching out. We keep reaching out, God helping us. Now there's a second situation that I would like us to look at. And that is in Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14. And here is in verses 12 through 14, we are to be friendly even when people can't repay our kindness or our friendliness to them. Human nature is, I'll be friendly to you, but you know, I'd kind of appreciate a little bit back. Here is the situation here. We are compelled, instructed, to be friendly to people whether or not they can repay the kindness that we do it just for the sake of being friendly. Verse 12. He said also unto him that bade him, when you make a dinner or a supper, if you're going to throw a party or a feast here, that's what he's getting at. Notice what he says. Don't call whom to your party? Huh? Friends. Or your relatives. Kinsmen. Nor your rich neighbors. Lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee. What's he saying? When you want to throw a party, don't invite your best friends, your family members, your neighbors, and things like that, because what quite often happens after somebody, this one over here throws a party and he invites all of these, what quite often happens? Someone else, what, Margo? They feel, that's a good word, they feel obligated to return the kindness or the friendship. And the Lord says, if you want to throw a party, you want to throw a feast, and you really want it to be a good one, don't invite your friends, your relatives, your close neighbors, and those that are rich. But, verse 13, when you throw a party or make a feast, who are you supposed to call? Huh? The poor ones? The maimed. What's another word for that? Crippled, the lame, the blind. And thou shalt be what? Here's our word. You throw a party for these, and what's going to be the result? You will be blessed when you reach out to those who, for one reason or another, cannot repay your kindness. You know, that's just not a part of our normal human nature, is it? Let's be honest. But the Lord says, that's the ones you ought to be reaching out to. And if you reach out to those who can't repay you, have no way of returning the kindness that you've shown to them, you're going to receive a real blessing of it, for they cannot recompense thee. And then notice, you say, but what's the Lord say? Your payday is going to be when? Huh? At the resurrection. You do that for the right reasons, the right motives, and with the right heart. God is going to be very much aware of this. You might not get any recompense. I assure you, if you reach out to the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind, and throw a party for them, you won't lack people thanking you. They'll be greatly appreciative. They won't throw another party in repayment because they can't afford to. But the Lord says, you'll get repaid in the end because God sees our hearts. Be friendly. What kind of occasions are we to be friendly? We're instructed to be friendly even when people are not friendly to us, in return to the kindness we have shown to them. Be friends. Be friendly to those people. Be friendly to those that, for whatever reason, they can't pay back the friendliness, the kindness that you have shown unto them. You know, there was a passage of Scripture that came to my mind as I was thinking about these two references, and it's this passage that I want us to close with this evening. Yeah, it's going to be a short one tonight. Mark it down, November 17. We got out early. We got out early, November 17. He didn't keep us here past the hour. But there is an excellent passage of Scripture that the Lord used in His teaching in the book of Matthew. As we think about this, we think about showing kindness to others, reaching out to others, whether they appreciate it or not, whether they thank us for it or not, whether they repay us for it or not, that should not matter to us as believers. And the Lord used these words in His teaching on one occasion. Matthew 25, verse 34. Matthew 25, 34. Then shall the king say unto them that are on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom for you, or prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, but you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. You were friendly to me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you anything to drink, Lord? When did we see you and you were a stranger to us, but we took you in, or you didn't have anything, naked, and we gave clothes unto you? Lord, when did we do that to you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come unto you and show ourselves friendly to you, Lord? The king shall answer and say unto them, Verily, truly, I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto whom? Me. When you were doing those things, the Lord says, when you were reaching out, when you were putting yourselves out, when you were being a friend to those that needed a friend and help to those who needed help, he said you didn't know it, but you were doing it as unto me. We're going to be coming later on in our Corinthians chapter, verse 31 of 1 Corinthians 10, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatever you do, we are supposed to do it what? Unto the glory of the Lord. And as we reach out, may this be our motive for reaching out. Not whether or not they're going to appreciate the kindness I've shown to them, whether or not they're going to repay me and invite me over for supper because I invited them over for supper, but may this be our motive. Lord, I want to do this to these for your glory as unto you, just because it's the right thing to do. He goes on. Verse 41, then he'll say unto those that are on the left side, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Because I was hungry, and you wouldn't give me anything to eat. I was thirsty, and you would not give me a drink. I was a stranger, and you left me sitting there beside the edge of the road. You didn't take me in. I was naked, but you wouldn't offer me any clothes to cover my nakedness. I was sick. You didn't care. I was in prison. You never came to see me. Then they're going to answer and say, Lord, you must be mistaken. We wouldn't have done that to you. When did we ever see you hungry and not give you anything to eat, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and we didn't come and minister to you? Lord, you must have us confused with someone else. That's not the way we would have treated you, Lord. And his answer is going to be, Truly, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as you did not do it unto any of these, the least of these, the social outcasts, those who had nothing to offer you, the obnoxious, the ungrateful,
the poor ones, he said. You had an opportunity to minister unto me and for my glory. You had an opportunity to show what a real friend can be. But because you looked the other way and you passed by, you passed by me. Because you could have and should have reached out as unto the Lord. Well, be friendly. Even when people are not friendly in return, even when people can't repay our kindness, anytime we run across somebody that could just use a friend, it may very well be it's an opportunity to serve the Lord. Let's stand and be dismissed in prayer. Father, thank you for these passages. Thank you for the solemn message, even in this parable that the Lord told there in his teaching in Matthew 25, how that we need to look beyond the obvious and realize, Lord, that our service, it ought not to just be about us and what we're going to get out of it in return. But this matter of being friends, showing ourselves friendly, courteous, kind, Christ-like, Lord, we have opportunities all around us. Help us not to just be a friend to those who are friendly to us. Help us not to just be a friend to those that can repay us. Thank us for the kindness we've shown them. But help us, Lord, to reach out, realizing that perhaps it may be an opportunity to be reaching out, ministering unto you, and a reward will be eternal. Dismiss us with your blessing on us as we go our way. We thank you in your name. Amen.